December 23rd, 1900. Before the sanctity of the divine will, passions do not dare to come forward, and they lose life by themselves. After having gone through long days of silence between me and Blessed Jesus, I felt a void in my interior. This morning, on coming, he told me, "My beloved, what do you want to tell me that you so much yearn to speak with me?" And I, feeling all ashamed, said, "My sweet Jesus, I want to tell you that I ardently yearn for you and for your holy volition, and if you concede this to me, you will make me fully content and happy." And he added, "In one word, you have grasped everything by asking me for what is greatest in heaven and on earth. And I, in this holy volition, yearn and want to conform you more to it. And so that my volition may be more sweet and enjoyable for you, place yourself in the circle of my will, and admire its different qualities, by pausing now in the sanctity of my volition, now in the goodness, now in the humility, now in the beauty, and now in the peaceful dwelling that my volition produces. And in these pausings you will make, you will acquire ever more new and unheard of news about my holy volition, and you will become so bound to and enamored of it that you will never go out again. And this will bring you a highest advantage, because, being in my will, you will have no need to fight against your passions and to be always at arms with them, for while they seem to be dying, they are born again, more strong and alive. But rather, without fighting, without clamor, smoothly, they die. Because before the sanctity of my will, passions do not dare to come forward, and they lose life by themselves. And if the soul feels the movement of her passions, it is a sign that she does not make a continuous dwelling within the bounds of my volition. She makes some exits, some little escapes into her own volition, and is forced to smell the stench of a corrupted nature. On the other hand, if you remain fixed in my will, you will be completely free of trouble, and your only occupation will be loving me and being loved by me in return." After this, as I looked at Blessed Jesus, I saw he had the crown of thorns. I removed it very gently, and I placed it upon my head. He drove it onto me and disappeared, and I found myself inside myself, with an ardent desire to remain in his most holy will.